Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this and for hopefully you'll enjoy this one. As always, sponsored by my good friend Sarah at Quantum Hypno. I want to bring you, a truly remarkable story. And let's just discuss this. So this concerns a lawyer who is being sued after expressing the belief that, quote, only women menstruate. So, okay, let's dig into this here. A lawyer linked to the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, is being sued with her department after she made gender-critical statements at work, including expressing the belief that only women menstruate. This lady called Elizabeth Jumer Wrigley, who works for an arm's-length body to a government department and who chairs a civil service network representing staff with gender-critical views, will appear at an employment tribunal next week, accused of harassment over comments and posts shared at works. She says an employee of another DEFRA-affiliated body is also suing her government department for allowing her sex equality and equity network to exist. Amongst the reasons given for the lawsuit, she says the claimant is suing her for a statement she made during a seminar, a seminar on women and autism, in which she said that only women menstruate. According to Mrs. Jumer Wrigley, the claimant, who has not been named, believes that the existence of the network has the effect of creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, and an offensive environment for the claimant. Well, no. Let's just stop it there. We need to cut these things short. So look, in the first instance, if someone working within this department believes that anything other than women menstruate, that indicates to me that they have mental illness, they're mentally unwell, they're not able to deal with reality, so they would be really better off finding somewhere else to go where their undoubted skills can be used. I'm thinking perhaps a circus. But the fact that someone can be sued for saying something which is a biological fact, which has been known for the beginning of time. From the beginning of time, we have known that only women menstruate. And I suspect, as I talked about in a previous podcast, that if I say that and I was in Scotland from April, I would probably be prosecuted. Why? Because by refusing to warp my reality, then that makes me, that's a hate crime. This is the culture war absolutely on the front line. Now, Ms. Jumer Wrigley claims all her actions are protected under Articles 9 and 10 of the European Convention of Human Rights, under rights to freedom of belief and expression, respectively. But she says if the claim she succeeds, it's likely that any gender-critical statements are likely to be difficult, if not impossible, to make within the civil service and related bodies. That's the point. The activists pushing this hateful, warped gender ideology want us to have to be shut up. They can't debate us because they don't have any arguments. So what do they do? They revert to if we can't out-argue them, so how about we shut them up? And we'll shut them up by basically using lawfare against them. This lady is having to defend herself, and I think she's raised $21,000 towards her legal costs. But I can assure you that, the fact about it of the matter is that the reason the extreme leftists can fight these cases is they get extreme left lawyers who'll go along with it and are part of this woke front against humanity. So in this case, anyway, clearly only women menstruate. And if I say that in a forum and someone takes offense at it, my view is that they can sort off. It's a little different to say, the sun rises in the morning and sets at night. It's no more controversial than saying that. It's just a statement of the bleeding obvious. But because these wokists, or if you like, to give them the correct name, these extreme left wingers have inserted themselves across the system. And the civil service particularly has been captured, and we've known this for some years, the civil service is captured, the Home Office is captured, these departments are captured. But it seems that the amount of capturing is increasing to the point where you can't actually, you know, say that only men have a penis, only women menstruate. But these are things that are biological facts. And it doesn't matter how they try to twist it and they try to say, oh, no, but we find this exception and that exception and the other exception. No, there's no exceptions. There are no exceptions. So I wish this lady well. I hope she is able to win the case. Her name is Elsbeth Doomer Wrigley, quite a name. And she, as I say, she's being taken to court because she said that only women menstruate. What do you make of that?